At New Pod City, we are your neighbors. You know us, and we know you.
We're living in a golden age right now. I mean, anybody can just open up a laptop, jack in a mic, just start talking, and before they even realize what's happening, they have a worldwide listening audience.
New Pod City is where you go for all things podcast related.
Don't think you have to sound like anybody else. Don't let people try and shave off everything original about you. Hey, I talk fast, I have a New York accent, but you know what? That'll appeal to somebody.
New Pod City, there's a new breed of podcaster.
Yo, podcastia, new breed is here. Frank Sasso here with ya. And today I have a special guest with me, my good friend, Andy Anastasopoulos. That's right, a nice Irish boy joining us today. Andy, what's up, my man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Everything's going on. It's all good. Welcome to New Breed.
Thanks for having me on.
So I brought you on the show today. I want you to talk to podcastia a little bit. I'm going to ask some questions concerning podcasting. Now, you're a podcaster.
Okay.
What's the name of your show?
Spartan Studios is the name of the brand, but I also have History by Fire, and also have Logos, which is a Christian podcast.
Oh, a Christian show. It's a Christian show.
Christian history, Christian concepts, yes.
Christian history. What is that all about?
When you study the faith, the Word of God, I feel like there are many angles you can go to it. For me, it's the intellectual behind the history. Why things happened the way they did. Mm. Taking it outside of the gospel and keep it aligned with the gospel.
Okay.
So, for example, who was the real historical Jesus? Who was Pontius Pilate? Why was he important in the scripture and through Roman history as an example?
Okay, that's pretty sweet, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Is there a big market for that? Or?
Yeah, I guess if you're looking for the Word of God, for sure. I mean, podcasts are becoming huge as it is. I'm a messenger of God, and that's my message to the people, is
wow.
Using the podcast.
A messenger of God.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, Christ, what did Christ say? Go among the nations and make disciples, right?
That's right, and make disciples, exactly right.
So you have street preachers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a podcast.
You're a podcast preacher.
Podcast preacher, I guess.
Is History by Fire the same thing? Or
History by Fire is really more about historical themes. Similar in the sense that there's also, I do a lot of ancient history. Roman, Greek, Egyptian.
Right.
And also, there's also Christianity there as well.
Okay.
But that was really started out as more of a mainline history podcast, and it's still a part of my life. I still enjoy it. It's just, I just kind of like separate the two. I kind of do separate topics. Similar, but separate topics.
Okay, so it's a history podcast.
Yes.
What would you say is one of the most challenging thing about podcasting?
For me, it's the research. It's one thing to go ahead and sit down and do research, but because history is such a huge thing on planet Earth, there's a lot to it. Like, I can go ahead and probably just take one subject and give you 30 episodes, which is not really going to happen. But I think I would say that there's a lot of content to go through, and a lot of content to sit down and take it from the book or the internet and bring it into written form and then the podcast form.
So then it goes above and beyond just recording.
Seriously, at least for me, like they always say, whenever you read things, read stuff that's a little bit above your level so you can get stretched. I feel the same way when I do the research. It's like I read, there's a lot that goes into it, and I have to transfer it over. So, yeah, it's a lot.
How important would you say good artwork is for your cover, for your podcast?
I'd say artwork is very, very important. I mean, I used to be, and I still am, a graphic designer, and the image captures my eye. And I'm sure the image is going to capture people's eye, either if they're an artist or not an artist.
So, like the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, a lot of the times, crap books have great covers.
Right.
Right? So they're hoping that you will buy it based on the cover. Podcasting is the exact opposite. We want to get your attention. We want the artwork to be good so that you will judge it by its cover.
Sure. But again, I think also it really goes back to the artist thing. Like, that's marketing, that they say, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to give you a really good cover and the content's not so great. But I think, you know, for podcasting, I like the idea of the philosophy of great artwork and great cover. But I like your approach.
What would you say is the average length of your show, and when do you think it goes on too long?
Well, it's funny. When I first started History by Fire, I remember our meeting, and I said, how about an hour show? You're like, whoa, that's way too much. And at the time, I was like, well, listen, I mean, you know, history is history, so it could work for an hour, but I took your advice and said, you know, half an hour or less. It's pretty good. Half an hour, I think, is more than enough, and at the same time, I can just break it down even more, so I can easily do one or two subjects and make it last an hour. You'll have multiple podcasts, but you'll have the whole context.
What would you say the importance is of being on more than one podcast directory?
Oh, I think it's great. I think you want to spread your message as much as you can, especially if you have something to say and you really want to connect with people. Spread your message as much as you can, and the directories help.
the format of your shows, for the most part, is it single person? Is it an interview style? Is it like kind of 5 o'clock news style?
It's single person, and it's me using my own flair and flavor to get the message to you. I do have guests on from time to time, and that is one of my goals. I don't have a guest all the time. It's a level of experimentation for me, but for the most part, it's just me. But I would love to have more guests on.
Do you have any plans expanding this into visual stuff, either notes or videos?
Yeah, you know what? This whole new media thing has a lot of possibilities. I mean, I actually still have trouble wrapping my head around it, but I would love to maybe even do an ebook of my notes, or just maybe an ebook period. The videos, for sure. I have Spartan Studios on YouTube, and I want to start putting videos there. Definitely something that I want to explore.
Very cool. How do people find you?
SpartanStudiosLLC.com and LogosPodcast.com. LOGOS. Podcast.com.
Are you on social media at all? Facebook, Twitter?
Yes, I am. You can find me on Facebook under Spartan Studios LLC and then also History in Flames on Twitter.
All right, you heard him. This has been Frank Sasso on New Breed with Andy Anastasopoulos. Check him out. New Pod City. Man, there's a new breed of podcaster.
Visit us today at newpodcity.com or call 609-222-2691 for more information. New Pod City. There's a new breed of podcaster.